2 Samuel, chapter 20. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Ziba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, We have no part in David, neither do we have inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel. And so every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Yehuda stayed to and clave to their king, from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he'd left to keep the house, and put them in ward and fed them, but did not go into them. And so they were shut up to the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, Assemble me the men of Yehuda within 3 days, and you be there as well. And so Amasa went to assemble the men of Yehuda, but he stayed longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, Now shall Sheba the son of Bichri do us more harm than Absalom did. Take you your master's servants and pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us. And there went out after him Joab's men, and the Kerethites, and the Pelethites, and all the mighty men, and they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. And when they were at the great stone which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was girded to him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins and the sheath of it. And as he went forth, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, Are you in health, my brother? Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. And so Joab smote him with it in the 5th rib, and shed out his bowels to the ground, and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, pursued after Sheba, the son of Bichri. And one of Joab's men stood by him and said, He that favors Joab, and he that is for David, let him go after Joab. And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway to the field and cast a cloth upon him. And when he saw that everyone that came by him stood still, when he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri, and he went through all the tribes of Israel to Abel, and to Bethmaachah, and all the Beerites, and there were gathered together, and all they also went after him. And they came and besieged him at Abel of Bethmaachah, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. And then a wise woman cried out of the city, Here, here, say, I beg you, to Joab, come near here, that I may speak with you. And when he had come near to her, the woman said, Are you Joab? And he answered, I am. And she said to him, Hear the words of your handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. And then she spoke, saying, They were wont to speak in old times, saying, They shall surely ask counsel at Abel. And so they ended the matter. I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. You seek to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of Yahweh? And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, has lifted up his hand against the king, against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And that woman said to Joab, Behold, his head shall be thrown to you over the wall. And then the woman went to all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem, to the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and over the Pelethites, and Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder, and Sheba was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests, and Ira also the Jairite was a chief ruler around David. End of chapter.